Good morning, it's Danielle Cartwright here with the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. Environmental groups are seeking to reverse a decision to allow gold mining west of Batemans Bay. The state government recently gave Cortona Resources the go-ahead to develop the Dargues Reef mine near Majors Creek. There are some concerns from local groups that the project will impact on the area's biodiversity. The conservationists are taking action through the Environmental Defenders Office and say they are determined to stop the development. But Cortona says it is prepared to negotiate further with the Yirrabadalla Shire Council and insists that the project will not have an impact on the region's groundwater. An investigation into a fatal helicopter crash near Batemans Bay earlier this year has found the aircraft was not supposed to be flying at night. The Robinson R-44 crashed into the water at Lillipilli about 6:15, which was after last light on the evening of April 24. A 70-year-old female passenger in the helicopter died as a result of her injuries, while a 72-year-old pilot was rescued and treated for hypothermia. A report by the Australian Transport Safety Bureau has found no mechanical cause for the crash and says the pilot was not approved nor the aircraft equipped to fly at night. The Bureau says the crash is a timely reminder for all pilots to make sure they plan their flight properly and make informed decisions while they are in flight. A former rescue paramedic claims the weekend rescue of two trail bike riders in remote bushland west of Nowra highlights the needs for people to carry personal e-perbs or distress radio beacons when they go bush or use watercraft such as kayaks. Two men in their 30s, one from Falls Creek and the other from Farnborough Heights, had to be winched out of bushland in the Yalwal area over the weekend. It took helicopters 4 hours to locate them after the initial rescue call was made. The biggest problem was that they did not know exactly where they were. David O'Toole, who sells and hires personal e-perbs, says if rescue parties know exactly where to search, it can mean the difference between life and death. Updating sport, the Batemans Bay Seahawks AFL Club are on the lookout for coaches, assistant coaches and team managers in all grades for the 2012 season. If you're interested, you should contact Club President John on 0415 179 055. The Seahawks were the Sapphire Coast AFL first grade runners-up in 2011 and they're hoping to do better for next season. For more local news, head to eastcoastradio.com.au. That's the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. I'm Danielle Cartwright.